Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es ab, es ist Peri Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Elazar ish Bar Taisa, Rabbi Elazar, the leader of Bar Taisa, says, Ten loy, mishaloy, give Hashem what is his. Sha'ata u'shalacha shaloy. Because really, you and what's yours is his. In other words, don't refrain from being Isaac and Chefzei Shemayim in doing mitzvahs, whether it's with your guf, put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, run to listen to your tati and mami, or whether it's with your money, to give tzedakah, to buy tzitzis. Because really, you're not doing Hashem a favor. You're not giving yours. What do you mean, I'm doing it? Why do I have to do it for? Who's I? But it's my money. What do you mean? It's your money. You and your money is Hashem's. Hashem made you. Hashem gives you money. Hashem gives us life every second. If Hashem wouldn't constantly be giving us life, we wouldn't be here. V'chein b'David hu aymer. Also in a tefillah said by David, it says, Ki mimcha ha-koel u'miyotcha nasani lach. Since everything is from you, it is from your hand that we have given to you. It's like Hashem gives us. Hashem gives us life, Hashem gives us money, and then Hashem rewards us for giving tzedakah. It's amazing. It's like I'm sitting in shul, and a man comes around with a pushka, and a father gives a little boy a quarter. The little boy is so excited, he puts it in the pushka. And the boy is tickled pink. He said, I did a mitzvah. What do you mean your father gave you the quarter? All you did was put it in. Your father took you to shul. When we give tzedakah and we do a mitzvah, it's the same thing. And Hashem rewards us for this. And the father says, you're such a good boy. And Hashem gives us more than the compliment. The reward for mitzvah is beyond imagination. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov says, Hamhalach b'derech, if someone is traveling on the road, v'shoin, and he's learning taida, u'mafsik mi'mishnasi, and he interrupts his learning. V'omer, and he says, ma na ilin zeh. Wow, this is a nice tree. How beautiful is this plowed row? How beautiful is this tree? How nice is this, like, row that's plowed? Boy, that farmer really knows what he's doing. Mala olav akasav, the pasuk considers it, kilu mischayiv b'nafshei, as if he is putting his life in danger. Why? Because when a person learns Taida, Hashem protects him from harm. And when he stops learning, he loses that protection. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, really, you're supposed to look at Hashem's beautiful creations like the trees and say, how beautiful, what a beautiful world Hashem made. There's a special bracha. We see certain things. We say, Baruch Atu Hashem, Shekach Eloi Ba'ilamai, but not in the middle of learning. And if this is true for praising Hashem's Bria, Kal V'chaymer, for stopping to learn to stam shmuz, mundane matters that aren't important, life is the most precious gift in the world. $1 billion can't buy an extra second of time. And the Rabban Hashem gave us time to use. We want to show our appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by using it right. And the time of our life connects. The Rabban Hashem has a cheshm for us, what we're supposed to do when we're children, when we're teenagers, when we get bigger, when we're tatis, Baz Hashem, Yisbarach, and Zaydis. So the Chafetz Chaim says, imagine someone says, I'll just waste a little bit of time. You know, I just stole this pole. It's on a track. What? You took out part of the track? The train will, Chas v'Shalom, derail. Come on, that train is running on a track that's hundreds of miles long. You think it was, I took out this little pole over here? Like 2 inches, the whole train's going to derail? Yes! Because each thing is built on the other. Of course, we can always go back and do tshuva. But lechatchila, if we understand that life is a gift, we'll use it for the right things.